So this morning, when I realised I was left with no option but to kill myself, I decided to swallow thallium. But you can't get it anymore. The chemist didn't even know what I was talking about when I asked for some. "It was popular in the 50s," I said, though she didn't look as if she was born until 1980, so I don't suppose she would know. I decided to throw myself under a tram instead. But the first driver to come along was very young, and I didn't want him to have me on his mind for the rest of his life because of them, because they've betrayed me.
It was a beautiful space, this shop here on the corner of the main street. If she chose the right moment, when there was no traffic on the road and the footpath was quiet, Harriet could imagine a gentler time. Vintage cars trundling by. Pedestrians dressed up to go shopping or take tea. Perhaps on the opposite corner where the existing cafe might once have been a fancy tea room. Or even further into history with the clip-clopping of horses harnessed to drays and small carriages on cobblestones. Every year I get a diary for Christmas and I love writing in it the first time, except today. Today I feel a bit down and keep wondering why does everything have to change? We've all been friends forever, but now we're getting older, our differences are more obvious. Give me friends, the beach and a pony and I'm happy.
I step out into the dazzling mid-morning sunshine and wince, wishing that I'd brought my sunglasses with me. My head spins and I feel unsteady as my driveway moves and shifts beneath my feet. I've only had 3 drinks. Sure, they were heavier pours than usual, but I needed them that way. So much on my mind lately. My daughters, Maya and Gemma, were running late this morning, which made me extra anxious and cranky, to be honest. If I don't have my first drink by 9 a.m, I'm not pleasant company. 2 men and 2 women gather around the bed and stare down at the unmoving body in the dimly lit bedroom.
"She's dead."
"What? She can't be."
"Is that blood?"
A woman appears at the bedroom door. She stares at the body for several seconds and then makes a sound, somewhere between a groan and a gasp. Somebody flees the room. Another vomits into their hand.
"No, no, no,"
wails the woman, who now kneels by the bed. She begins to sob, at first almost silent, then loud and raw, her guttural howls escaping through the half-opened bedroom window and travelling down the silvery moonlit street, a street that will never be the same again.
"Hi, just fill out this form, buzz me when you finish, then take a seat and wait for me to come back,"
said the no more than 23-year-old recruitment consultant. Startled by her rudeness, I steadily took a seat, pen poised between my thumb and forefinger above the form, and froze. I have 2 degrees, led teams and managed businesses with turnover in the hundreds of millions, raised 2 children who are now young adults, maintained a marriage through financial and emotional highs and lows, and cared for my elderly parents. And now my financial future is resting in the hands of someone less than half my age. Placing the clipboard and pen on the counter, I collected my bag and headed for the exit.